Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I know it's the biggest topic of discussion today. I was busy all day, so I didn't get to hear my colleagues today, but I'm sure it was talked about. It's all that's been talked about over the weekend. And it seems like a lot of people are on the same side of this one, because it's kind of hard to be on the other side unless there's something wrong with you. But let's talk about Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Toyota-thon.
Matt Fernandez, everybody. Charlottesville, Virginia. If you weren't paying attention, it all kind of fired up Friday night. And I'm naive. Maybe I haven't been paying attention. I am a member of the media, sort of. But I didn't realize we had so many actual Nazis. American Nazis. Like, I've heard of, like, neo-Nazi skinheads. It just seems like punk rockers that went the wrong way or something. But real deal Nazis showing up with the Unite the Right rally. Really catchy. Way to rhyme your hate rally. Unite the Right to party! Screw you, Nazi. Whoa. Nazi. Yo, I know. Like, Nazi.
Where are we going with this?
Nazi. Unbelievable that people could come together for hate. So you get not just the Nazis. They're like, who else hates? We need the all-star hate team here.
I love that you're playing this over Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
Like you're trying to incite a riot.
Yes. I'm pissed. That's why I do it. Because they were like, we need more hate. Who else can we get? Oh, what's the KKK doing? They hate all the other people that aren't white just like us. Who else do we got? I don't know. There's these the nationalists are calling themselves the alt-right. Alt-right. I thought alt-right was Republicans that like Patton Oswalt. I had no idea.
Hey-o.
That was a real thing. Oh, thing. But things really got stupid. The whole thing happened because of two things.
Torches are way too easy to get. Number one.
By the way,
there used to be a waiting list for torches.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
We need torch
those
control.
Weren't torches.
The citronella.
Those are citronella tiki torches that yuppies put in their yard because they don't want Zika babies. What fun is Zika if you can't gamble on having a baby with a tiny head? But these jerk-offs traveled from all over the place because they were upset that Charlottesville voted to have Robert E. Lee statue taken down from the city hall. I'm sorry you can't have the leader of the Confederate Army, who was also a slave owner and a treason criminal.
Just the slave owner. That's
just
all
just a piece of poo-poo, right?
I mean, a lot of the presidents had slaves, too, but...
Yeah. Shut
that's
up!
That's neither here nor there, but anyways.
Shut up!
Carry on.
They didn't lead the Confederate Army.
Why anyway, do you sound so satisfied saying
I know. What is wrong with you?
Well, I did.
You're Jewish. But what really pissed him off was there was a Lee Park named after Robert E. Lee, and the city changed the name to Emancipation Park. It's almost like a big FU to the whole thing. But why not? Why not? Why not? That's a great way to erase the hate that surrounds that big monument by saying, you know what, man? It's Emancipation Park. Everybody's was emancipated. Everybody's good now. Let's move on. It's still a park. Still got swings and slides and whatnot and water fountains that everybody can use. So everybody calm it down. But no. People had to travel from all over the place. People had to hit the wrong sounders. You know what I mean? That's what they had to do. How am I going to have a meltdown with Tears for Fears playing in the background? There's no shot I can do that. I'm so happy now. I want to shout and let it all out. Honestly, though. Then the ultimate pussy move. The ultimate. These guys show up. And they have the right to protest. We all know that. You have the right to protest. It's one of the beautiful things about being an American. That's why NFL football players can sit down during the national anthem. Let them. Who cares? They have the right to do it. Fine. Nobody's hurting anybody. Nobody's driving their car into a stadium during a preseason game and running people over. For their protest.
Yes.
But these jerk-offs, they show up. This Unite the Right, or Unite the Right. By the way,
I thought it was white.
No, it's Unite the Right.
Oh.
That would be too obvious.
When you show up with homemade riot gear, by the way, you look like big, fat, redneck LARPers. It's exactly what you look like. If you don't know what LARPing is, look it up. It's live-action role play. It's like that movie with McLovin and Paul Rudd. Because if you want to show up and beat the crap out of each other with Nerf swords, fine, do that.
Go to Comic-Con.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Dorks. But these nerds showed up with baseball bats, shields, bicycle helmets. They drew X's on their shields. They had arts and crafts before hate time. And they were rallied by actual white supremacist rulers. David Duke is still out there spreading hate. I thought he retired. I didn't know. Former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Now he's just doing things freelance.
What is he like? Grand Master Wizard? Is that the title?
They got cool names. Yeah,
Grand Wizard.
Grand Wizard.
They guys have cooler names than they deserve.
Sure. Yeah, they don't deserve cool names. But these guys showed up ready to fight. Now all of the anti-protesters, and there was a lot of them there from different groups. Black Lives Matter. There was female activist groups. There was some Jewish activist groups.
There were just white people there, too.
There was a lot of different people. Yes, a lot of white people.
A lot of white men.
A lot of locals. A lot of Charlottesville locals that did not appreciate, because this isn't the first time. They also rallied in June. They rallied in May. They've been going back to Charlottesville having their KKK rallies. And the police have to go down there and protect them. By the way, I don't know if you saw the pictures of black police officers standing in front of the KKK so they don't get their dumb hick asses beat by a bunch of townspeople that don't want them there. So they're protecting them, and these guys want them to die. It's so weird to me. Did you see the picture of the baby KKK member?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Walking up to the guys in the riot gear.
It wasn't Photoshopped. No. I did some research. It's a real picture, and this is going to get some whatever you get for
just a little toddler.
Whatever award you get for pictures. I don't know. What is it? A Pulitzer?
Pulitzer,
maybe? Yeah. It's like no more than 2 year old. Still got the little fat little roll arms and stuff like I still have. But a little toddler, and it's got a little cone hat on and a little KKK uniform on.
Aww. Oh.
Right. It's not adorable at all.
Oh, no.
But the little baby's walking up, and it's like touching the shield of this black state trooper. But the baby doesn't look like he hates this black state trooper. The state trooper's looking down at this baby, and he's sad. He's not angry because he's like, wow, this baby's going to grow up to be a dangerous adult, like a really bad adult. And it just sucks. And then you got guys like James Alex Field Jr., 20 years old, traveled all the way from Virginia from Ohio as part of this rally. He could not stand the anti-protesters to the point where he hopped into a car and drove into a crowd of people. And this guy, this is one of these people, if you know somebody like this, you got to warn somebody because he has been known to be a racist from high school. They interviewed his history teacher. His history teacher said that, and this is a, I'm paraphrasing, but his history teacher said that he was a known racist and that he idolized Hitler and the Nazism like all through high school. Like they were counseling him like, what's going on with this kid? You know what I mean? Like, and then 20 years old, it's only a couple years later, he's out rallying, decides, now I'm going to be a martyr for the cause, and takes a car and drives it into people. One person dead, 14 injured, 5 still real critical and still touch and go. I saw the video right after it happened. And a lot of people saw it live because I think it was CNN that had a camera on the scene. They're like, yeah, right now the protest. And then it just comes straight through. And it had that same kind of shocking quality when you see the planes hit 9/11 the first time, when you see the buildings hit. And you're like, oh, my God, I saw that live, too. I was watching. I was like, oh, man, they broke into my SportsCenter coverage. I was all upset because Ed McCaffrey broke his leg, and he was my number one pick in fantasy football. Yeah, he was my first pick in fantasy football. So I'm like, what's going on? Oh, look, some idiot drove their Cessna into one of the trade centers. As I'm watching it, you see the second one hit. I kind of felt that way when I saw, like, a minute later footage of this car plowing through people, and you see a guy flip over the hood, and you see his leg is sideways. Disgusting. Well, this guy, he's been charged with second-degree murder. He is. He's also been charged with, malicious aggravation of, to harm somebody with a vehicle, like 3 counts of that, and hit and run. They're going to throw the book at him. And he's also now being investigated for, you know, terroristic activities. So he's a terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
If you run into a group of people for your cause and to put fear into people, you're a terrorist. That's what the definition is, right?
Yeah, you're causing terror, so.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah.
So just call him a terrorist. I was watching what I like to do, because I don't really have a political affiliation. I think most politics suck. It's an individual kind of basis for me. Like,
issue by issue.
It's fun joke fodder.
Yes, it is. But like, I'm not Republican, Democrat, anything. Like, I like what some Democrats think. I like what some Republicans think. I like a lot of libertarian views. I'm all over the board. It really, like you said, it's individual policy type stuff. I think we're screwed no matter what. I really do. I think this country is broken politically, and I don't know how we will ever be able to fix it at this point. It's really bad. So I try to not even talk about politics because I don't know enough, and I really have a real, real grim view of politics. I think we're effed. But
with that said,
with that being said, lost his job at the hot dog restaurant.
No, what happened
for marching in that rally?
No,
they saw him and identified the pictures.
Good,
and fired him from his hot dog restaurant.
Good. And by the way, Nazi nerds, and that's what I'm calling them from the get go. You look at the picture. You're screaming. You're giving your war face, but you're wearing goddamn polo shirts and skinny jeans and khakis. And I saw a guy wearing Crocs. You're not badass. You are not. I don't know what Nazis looked like in the, you know, back in the old days. Only from what I saw in movies and pictures. I don't know what they looked like out of uniform. But I promise you, they didn't look like the giant pussies I saw in Charlottesville over the weekend with tiki torches. Could you imagine if the German Nazis would have showed up in tiki torches? Hitler would have shut that ish down. He would have saw that and been like, all right, come on. Guys, we're gonna postpone this till next weekend.
Hitler impression needs to work.
I know.
Wait, you guys.
He dead.
Wait.
God.
Why is Hitler gay?
I don't know, man. It's a rumor. I saw it on BuzzFeed. No, but the point is, they came out and they had a lot of numbers, which is really scary to me, because how are there that many Nazis in America? American Nazis. None of them looked over 35 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They look like college guys. Like, where's this hate coming from? Where is this coming from? From their parents, right? Like, it has to
it's
be.
It's the holdover from the last generation.
And I'm watching TV with my son. My son is smarter than all of us. He just is. He's already taking college courses. He's in high school. It makes me sick because I can't get him to pick up his laundry. But he's brilliant. And he does dishes badly. But he's taken like 3 or 4 AP, like, political classes, American history, all this stuff. He knows more about politics than politicians. So he walks in the living room. I'm watching his live coverage. And then they say that our president is going to come on the air and speak, because he already had something going on with signing a bill for veterans. So he obviously had to talk about Charlottesville. It's happening. Somebody just got hit by a car and died. So this is his opportunity to, as the president, start the healing process early, maybe condemn the people that were doing it directly. Did he do that? Well, Saturday, he's been getting criticism from his own party since Saturday, all weekend long. He came out Saturday, and I got the little thingy here right here. I believe this is Donald Trump on Saturday right here.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms.
Who are they condemning? Anybody? Any guesses? Anybody seen this video yet? Anybody see the speech?
No? I have not, no.
Oh, okay, hold on. He's got to say the KKK and David Duke. I mean, you got to say all these people, right? Like, it's bad stuff.
This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
What? On many sides? I didn't see any black people killing anybody. I didn't see any Hispanic people killing anybody. I didn't see any Jewish people, any Muslims killing anybody in Charlottesville.
On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country.
Yeah.
Not Donald Trump. Not Barack Obama.
Why are you mentioning you and Barack Obama? It has nothing to do with it. By the way, you won, dude. You're in. You don't have to keep on crapping on Barack Obama. The guy, he wasn't in Charlottesville.
This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security.
That's why you got to get out and vote, folks. That's why you got to get out and vote, so you don't fear for your safety. Jesus Christ.
In our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside.
Dressed as a KKK baby.
Here's where I love this. When he goes off the script, he sounds super smart. Listen to this.
Play or be with their parents. And have a good time.
What? When he gets off the teleprompter. He talks.
He paused.
Slowly.
He paused like Captain Kirk, and he came up with, have a good time.
Play or be with their parents and have a good time.
That was a long pause.
Oh, man.
I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe.
By the way, the governor of Virginia was like the first one to condemn all the white supremacist groups, all the KKK members, all the alt-right guys. And I think the second one that did it was the president of Germany came out and said something. And then the president of Israel came out and all called him out directly, which is exactly what it needed to happen. So the pressure was on. Pressure was on. Nobody could believe that he didn't call him out directly. So, after a meeting with Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, and the head of the FBI, with the teleprompter, our president came on this afternoon and made everything right.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as a...
And he still hasn't said them, but he has to. He has to. The pressure's on now. He has to say it.
Americans.
And by the way, after the first speech, David Duke came out and responded to a tweet by Trump and said, you need to look in the mirror and realize that white America elected you into office. At that point, today he has to come out and call David Duke out by name. Because he has no problem. And look, I'm not an anti-Trump guy, but I'm pissed over the weekend. I don't like what happened. He had no problem calling out Kim Jong-un all last week. They were going back and forth like a horrible rap battle about nuclear war. He had no problem calling out Barack Obama on pretty much every
constantly.
Issue. On every issue. By name. Last week, he called out all the way back to Clinton. He called out every president. I wouldn't be surprised if he called out everybody down the line. If he just picked everybody and called him out and put himself on a pedestal like he did all last week. It's pretty gross. So David Duke comes out and says that you need to, you know, get out there and be like, by the way, David Duke, F you, bro. Like, you know, I would have got elected with or without you.
We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our creator. We are equal under the law.
What if you're not Christian?
And we are equal under our Constitution.
So there you go. So he did mention the KKK and white supremacist briefly, but
very briefly.
A lot of people are saying too little, too late. It scares me. It scares me more than it angers me, because by him not saying that, it gives people the wrong impression. It gives minorities, and it gives people that don't hate everybody like us. It makes them think that he almost condoned it until he got pressured into saying something today. It
took him 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. And that doesn't look good. It No. doesn't look good. It makes everybody super uncomfortable, and it does nothing but make these horrible people. It entitles them that, you know, now they're like, man, you know, he could have said something, but he didn't. So, wink, wink. We got you. Yeah, thank you. All right. We'll keep it going. I'm going to buy me a new bicycle helmet. Mine got cracked the other day. It's unbelievable. Andrew, what's up?
You sound very ignorant right now.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Do you know what the race of the sheriff of Charlottesville is?
This guy's definitely white.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I absolutely do. Yeah.
Do you know that he said that the Antifa crowd actually caused more violence than the people that were? I'm not condoning the reason why these people.
Did the anti-protesters kill anybody?
No, but they caused more violence.
How did they cause violence? Did they show up with baseball bats and bicycle helmets and shields?
Wait. Are you just talking and not knowing the
facts? I have a talk show. That's what I do. Did they show up with goddamn shields and baseball bats and helmets?
Do you have facts?
Yes! I saw the footage. I read all the news. I do research. I'm in the media. You saw your angle on it.
You can yell. No, you can
I am yelling.
Call names.
Because you're dumb, Andrew. You're dumb. You say I sound ignorant. You sound like somebody that wants to believe something.
Do you know what the word ignorant means?
Yes, I do. It's somebody that's not aware of something, and that's what you are right now.
You're not aware that the black sheriff of that community, that the people who came.
What does his race matter right now? Why is his race important to what you're saying?
Can I finish my point?
I would love to hear your point.
All right. So the black sheriff said that the people who came to protest, the people who protested, were actually more violent. Now, there may be one idiot who came and ran through the crowd.
One idiot? Listen. There's footage of five Nazis kicking a black kid in the middle of the street.
All right, can I finish my point?
What is the point, though? What is the point with the black sheriff, Andrew?
You keep yelling.
Because you're dumb. You're not making sense.
Great. You're great.
I am great. You're not making sense. Why is the sheriff being black a point to your story?
I'm giving you facts. The guys who...
Tell me what every color of every goddamn protester is. White, black, Spanish, Chinese. If you're going to give me facts, spit off facts. Until you tell me why the sheriff being black is poignant, then your phone call is garbage.
Okay, because you're making it about race.
You just made it about race, you jerk off!
You said black sheriff.
Black sheriff! Black sheriff!
The point is...
Tell me! Tell me your point! You have none. Cornelius, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, Johnny B. This is Cornelius, man. From a black Trump supporter, I mean, I can understand why people are a little upset about the, you know, him not calling him out directly in the beginning.
Right.
But I thought he did a pretty good job by just, you know, trying to bring everybody together. And for the David Duke thing, I think he shouldn't bring up David Duke's name because he's going to give him too much attention.
I understand that angle too, and I thought about that too, Cornelius. But you even, like, I've talked to some Trump supporters in the last couple of days. I have family that voted for Donald Trump, and they even said this is a bad look. And that's all I said. I said I wasn't angry at Trump, but it's scary. It's a bad look. Can you agree? It's a bad look.
Yeah, I can agree. It's a bad look. But this is a time where every, you know, there's so many anti-Trump and never Trump, even in the Republican Party. And anytime he slips up, it's just 10 times worse.
Of course. Well, that's one of the reasons why he really needed to get out in front of it Saturday afternoon. That was his opportunity to show people that he's presidential, that he knows how to handle these situations.
And I would have liked him to be a little more forceful with it. But, I mean, when it comes to the race relations, I mean, I got to deal with it as a black Trump supporter. All my family call me Uncle Tom. And
you're
all
like
that.
A unicorn.
Yeah, that is crazy. You ever like want to kick your own ass?
Make a wish.
I'm just kidding, Curtis. Hey, I appreciate listening to the show.
I believe what I believe. That's all.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy. And that's why we live in this country, because you're allowed to believe what you believe. And I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for listening.
And I hope to see you again at Motorworks, my brother.
Absolutely, buddy. Later on. I like that. I like the name Cornelius.
That's a good name.
The strongest guy in my neighborhood growing up, big old black dude named Cornelius.
Huh.
I wonder if that's him.
Ian Beckles blacked out. Cornelius.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That's Ian Beckles' altered drunk ego. You don't want to mess with Cornelius. He has Nathan is his middle
Nathaniel.
Drunk guy. Nathaniel.
Uh-huh. And then Cornelius is.
We were at LBC last year, and he was getting pretty tipsy, and I go, Cornelius? And he goes, nah, it's Nathan right now. And I go, all right, I'm going to get out of here before Cornelius shows up, because I heard bad things happen. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Andrew, I'm sorry if I yelled and act like an a-hole, but you really, dude, you got to get your stuff together. If you're going to come at me with an angle, you got to have a better argument than that. And you can't say I turned it into race. I was not going to turn it into race. I was pointing out facts. I was pointing out facts about the people that started this thing and the people that showed up for a violent reason and the people that were there for blood. And that's the people that showed up with weapons and the people that showed up 3 months in a row just causing an actual disturbance. And you, for some reason, pointed out that the sheriff was black. I knew the sheriff was black because I've watched the footage.
Like Blazing Saddles.
Yes! I don't know why you would make that a point. It's dumb to me. It's just dumb to me. We got to move on. We have a whole show to do. I appreciate the phone calls.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.